Parshas Vayera, Beit Tfila, Tovshin Ein Vav. This week, I almost jumped out of my skin when I saw how Rabbeinu Yoina describes what is Midas Doim. Our parsha, of course, talks about Zdoim, the wicked people. Anshei Zdoim, he's being wicked. We have in the Gemara, Koifen Amidas Doim. And the mission in Pirkei Avos describes four types of people. Sheli, Shelcha, Veshelcha, Shelcha is a chassid. And Sheli, Sheli, Veshelcha, Sheli is a Rasha. And there's a middle level of Sheli, Sheli, Shelcha, Shelcha. What's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. Says Tanakama. Here is a Beinuni. That's an average, mediocre person. Sheli, Shelhi, Shelcha, Shelcha. What's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. V'yeshoimrim, zu midas doim. It's midas doim to say, what's mine is mine. Even though I recognize what's yours is yours, to say what is mine is midas doim. What's the mission talking about? Says Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina is to be found in the commentary you find in the Shas Bavli. The Mishnayos and the Shas Bavli, the end of Avodah Zorah, there's Perush Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina understands that this Mishnah is discussing tzedakah. These are four middos of people give tzedakah. And ask Rabbeinu Yoina, what's the machlokes? A person who's sheli, sheli, v'shelcha, shelcha, if he's not giving tzedakah, then everyone must agree it's a midas doim. Because this was the sin of Zdoim. They didn't help poor people. As the Navi says, Hine ze'avoin Zdoim achoseich v'yad oni ve'ev yoin lo'yichziko. The sin of Zdoim was that they didn't help poor, the oni and the ev yoin, the poor people. So how could it be if we have a guy saying, Sheli, Sheli, Shelcha, Shelcha, I'm not giving you my money, I'm keeping my money for myself. How could it be it's machlekes that Tana Kama says is not Midas Doim? Of course it's Midas Doim. This is what Doim did. They didn't help other people. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, unbelievable. No, we're discussing people give the tzedakah. And they give all the tzedakah they're supposed to be giving. This gives a chomesh. He gives hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. He gives a fifth. 20% of what he makes, he gives away to his doctor. So what's wrong? Makaras, what's the machlekes? Why is he called Midas Doim if he gives doctor? As necessary. Because he gives it out of Yira Shomayim. Lashon HaBein Yoin is, Hocha Mayri Benoisin Tzedakah Miyira Sashem. Sounds nice. Halavai Alai? What's wrong with that? Says Rabbeinu Yoina, Ach betivo yukili. By nature, he's still miser. He doesn't want to give the money. He wants to give the money for himself. So why is he giving the tzedakah? Yira Shomayim. What? Right. From Tzara Agra, it's more difficult for him. Adrab. Tana Kama says, what do I care with the way he feels? At the end of the day, the Oni gets his money. The Oni gets taken care of. So I don't care what he thinks. He's not a great tzaddik. He's a Beinoni. That's Tana Kama. And the Yeshoimim holds. No, it's Doim. Why is it Doim? Because he has a bad nature. Shor Shaira Ma'oid. Kema Shabativo Yukili. Since by nature he's a miser, he doesn't feel like giving the money. Even though he gives all the stock he's supposed to give. since you're giving out to you as Shamayim, you don't want to give it. You're a Zdoimnik. It's a Midas Zdoim. Unbelievable. They zogt Rabbeinu Yonah. But you know what? It's Rabbeinu Yonah l'shitosai. In other places, what other famous book does the Rabbeinu Yonah have? What? Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva. In Shari Tshuva, in Shar Gimel, Mitzvah Lamed Hei, Ois Lamed Hei, explains the pasuk in Parashas Re'e. Nosso in titein loy, v'lo yira levovcho besitcho loy. You should, the Torah says, give him the tzedakah, and don't feel bad. V'lo yira levovcho, your heart shouldn't be pained by giving him. What does that mean? We could have learned it means that don't let your heart be pained and not give him. Does anybody even know? It means you're giving him. But the Torah says don't feel bad. So even when you give it to him, you're giving, you're a giver. But it's your Shemayim, you don't feel like it. You feel you're upset. You don't want to give this money. So Dr. Torah, but you're out of Avcha B'Sitcholay. When you give it, you mustn't feel bad. New musagim, what it means to be our heart has to be clean. We have to be happy to help someone else and care about someone else. It's just Yiras Shamayim. Midas Doim. La Halacha, I looked up in the Shulchan Aruch. La Halacha, the Shach, in Siman Reish Mem Tes, Yoredea Sif Tes, says the Shach that to be over on Lo Yira Levavcha, don't even show him you're upset. Get out of here. Here's the check. Get out of here. Don't see you again. If you show him you're upset, that's when you even know you're out of Avcha. If in your heart you're upset, not even. That's the halacha. So you talk to Shach. If just in your heart you feel upset, then you're not over. That's the halacha. Shita Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs learn the same way, that even if you just feel bad, even if you're giving, you're over, and you're out of Avcha. The end of the parasha. Akeidas Yitzchok. Incredible Nisoyan that after 100 years of waiting, he has one son, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu requests from him, please take your only son, I want you to shecht him, I want you to sacrifice him. And says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Perichov days, says Hashem, Vayim kach no es bincha es yichitcha shahavto. What does no mean? Zok Rashi. Ein no el aloshim bakosha. Omaloi bevakosha mimcha. Amoid li bezani soyan. Please stand. Be successful at this test. It's a difficult test to sacrifice your only son. And indeed, Avraham goes ahead and he takes his son. He takes the Na'orim with him to accompany him. And in Pasuk Hei, he tells the Na'orim, Vayim Avraham and Na'orov, Shvu lechem poyim ha-chamor. You guys, Shmuel, Eliezer, you hang around over here with the chamor. Vani va'nar melcho ad koi. We will go till there. Ad koi. Like it's here or there. Whatever. V'nelcha ad koi. What's that referring to? Says Rashi. It's a funny word, ad koi. Says Rashi. Avraham Avinu was questioning. He was telling them, Ere heichan hu sha'om ali amokoyim ko yezarecho. It was a play on the words. Elchad koi, we're going to go till koi. But I want to see how Hashem's promise to me of koi yezarecho, there'll be such an abundance of offspring from Yitzchak. I want to see how it's going to happen because I'm going to shecht my son. This is mission impossible. I'm going to add koi to shecht my son. I want to see how the blessing of koi yezarecho will be fulfilled. No, but Hashem promised him for Yitzchak. But Yitzchak, you call it Chazera. So we have the amazing story of the Akedah. And after the Akedah, we get an unrelated topic. This is in the Maftir. Vayi achrei advorim ha'ile. Vayugot lavrom neim oldom hi bonim locher achicha. He gets the family tree. Gets filled in. Some simchas in the family. There's utz, there's booze, there's keset, there's chazoy, there's besuel, u'psuel yolad, there's rivka, shmoyin e'er yoldam yolfa. Oh, now he gets told that Rivka has been born. Ma kesher. What's this? Vahi achaz vori meile. After that keidah. Now all of a sudden, we're told about Rivka. Zok to Or HaChaim. The Or HaChaim talks about something which I have no, I can just say the word, I don't know what it means. But there's a huge message we can learn from him. Says the Or HaChaim, Or HaChaim HaKadosh, there are two types of neshama. There's a neshama nukva, a female neshama, and there's a neshama duchura, a male neshama. Don't ask what that means. And says the Or HaChaim, till the Akedah, Yitzchak had a female neshama. He had a male body. But his neshama was a female. Therefore he was unable to have children. But through the Akedah, when he got tied up, this is a major talpios. B'shas ha'akedah, porcha itza neshama, his neshama left him, u'baloi b'toicha ayil. U'b'shchidas ha'ayil, his female neshama went into the ayil, into the ram, and when the ram got shechted, the neshama disappeared, and he got a new neshama of misitra the tchurta, the duchra. And by shechting the ayil, then he got a new neshama, a male neshama. Therefore, says the Or HaChaim, since by yachad varim eila, now through the Akedah Yitzchak gets a male neshama, oh, now he can raise a family. By yachad varim eila, we're told that Rivka has been born, and that will be the continuation of the Jewish people, and that's what we're all here today together, the Jewish people, because we're offspring of that connection. Very nice. Interesting. So, he had a female, whatever that means, he had a female neshama, got a male neshama, a female. What does that do with our life? What's the message we get from this story? Please.
Hashem has a plan for us that we have to achieve certain things, and only then we're worthy for the next level. That wasn't worthy to have a family until a Kedah Sitzchak, and then after a Kedah Sitzchak, then he can raise a family.
I agree. I'm asking. I think it's even more. I agree with what you say. Look, this was a tremendous trial. Hashem says, "No, please stand by this trial." In other words, it could have happened that Avraham would say, no. You want me to shech my son? You're going too far. This could have happened. You're going too far. Adkan. I'll do everything for you. I'll leave my Arzacha, Moil Arzacha, Beis Avicha, I'll go to Mitzrayim, wherever you want, Mashatas. But to harm, to kill my only son, no way. Why? Why would he do that? This is an historian, right? That's not what happened, but this could have happened. Why would he refuse to protect who? His son. What do you mean? I have a crisis, my son. You can't tell me to kill my son. Avraham was saying, Koy Zarecha, I want to see. How's this going to happen? You're telling me I should be Leicha at Koy, but how am I going to fulfill the promise of Koy Zarecha? Had Avraham failed the mission, it would have been through trying to protect his son. But had he done that, had he been protective, what would have happened? We wouldn't be here today. Through human eyes, it seemed to be he's harming his son. But Aliba de Emes, in the heavenly plan, was helping his son. Because only now the Koye Zaracha could happen. It was Punk Baker. Avraham was questioning, how am I going to achieve Koye Zaracha? Am I going to kill my son? Adarabba, if you will follow what Hashem says, you will be achieving, you'll be creating the Koye Zaracha. Pum fakert, what you would think. Had he been trying to be protective, he would be harming his son. By being mevatel himself, by recognizing Rotzen Hashem, he was helping his son in the big picture. Ah! What an incredible message. Meaning, we see things from our human eyes. We have a limited vision. What we think is bad in the heavenly plan could be good. Because we can't see it. It's not possible for us to see it. The Gemara says in Psachim, Nuna Madalev, for the good psurois we say Baruch Hatoyv Ametiv, and psurois rois we say Baruch Dayan Emes. We perceive things to be bad, we say Baruch Dayan Emes. But Oilam Abo, Kulo Yatoyv Ametiv. So, what does that mean? The Oilam Abo, I mean, the heavenly perspective, it's all good, because we can't see it. So we learn from here a tremendous message. Avraham was questioning, Koye Zarecho, how's it going to happen? Adarabba, by being mevatel yourself to Ratzon Hashem, you will be creating the Koye Zarecho. You'll achieve the continuation of the brachas of the Yitzhak Yikara Chazera. And therefore, when things happen, we think that closing our store on Shabbos we'll lose money. We think by keeping the Torah, we lose out. Adarabba, you're giving yourself tremendous bracha, just we can't see it. In the big picture, you're gaining, and if you think you protect yourself by going against the Torah, in reality you harm yourself, you lose out. After the Malachim leave, finish visiting Avraham. And they leave. And they go to Overton's Doim. And Hashem says, this is in Perak Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Zayin. V'Hashem Omar, Hamachasa ani me'Avraham Hashem Yoise. How can I conceal from Avraham what I'm about to do? So Hashem tells him about what he has a plan to judge his Doim, to punish them. And Avraham speaks up to protect Sdoim. Vayan Avraham vayoymar. Hine no yo'alti ledaber Hashem. Please, I'm going to speak to Hashem. Vo'anoichi ofor vo'efer. Says Avraham to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am dust and ash. That's who I am. But please, I'm still going to speak to Hashem. I'm going to daven to Sdoim. What is the connection? Why is it this tremendous anova of anoichi offer ve'efer? By the way, it's not lip service. If he said that, then we meant it. He felt that way. Anochi ofer ve'efer. Why did this statement come up right now when Hashem reveals himself to Avraham and says, you know, I've got to inform you of my world plans. I'm going to destroy Sodom. Why now does Avraham say that sentence? Says the Orach HaTzadikim in the Shaar Hanava. Says the Orach HaTzadikim, if Hashem bestows a person richness, children, wisdom, honor, what's the response we need to do? Yosef Anova Veshiflus Defne Abayra Vichabit Bni Odom. If you Hashem gives you respect and greatness, then you have to be even a greater humble person. And how we do that? You'll give honor to people. You'll be more helpful to people than you were till now. What's the raya? The more greatness you get, the more humble you have to be. What's the raya? Says the Orach HaTzadikim, Kmo Avraham. That b'shor she'omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechaseniyim Avraham. When Hashem rates to Avraham in such a way that I have to inform you of my plans. That's greatness, that's covered. That's when Avraham said, Anochi ofer ve'efer. So instead of a person feel haughty, I'm so choshuv, Hashem confides with me, that's when he tapped onto the hargosh of Anochi ofer ve'efer. This is not the only time we find this in this week's parasha. After the Akedah, when the Akedah starts, it says V'yeichu Shneim Yachtov. Rashi points out, what's the Yachtov? That Yitzchak, who didn't know what was going to happen, was like Avraham. That's before the Akedah. But after the Akedah, it says again, in Perichov Beis Pasuk Yutes, Vayoshav Avraham El Noorov. Avraham comes back to the Noorim who are waiting. Vayelchu Yachtov El Beersheva, and they go together to Beersheva. Extra words. Vayelchu El Beersheva. What's the Yachtov? Says Rav Hirsch on the Chumash. Said any other person who had such tremendous kirbas Hashem, he'd just been through such a tremendous trial, an unhuman trial. He was asked to shech tithani, and he indeed, he went ahead and did so. And Hashem speaks to him. He says, Ati odati kirei Elokim ato. And Hashem gives him tremendous brachas. Tremendous spiritual level Avraham just went up to. And now, he comes to the Norim. Who are the Norim, Bechlal? The Amadoim and the Chamor, who are these guys? Anyone else would feel not first class the second class, but first class the fifth class. Who are these guys? I'm so choshu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I fulfilled the mission. Ati Odati. I can't relate to these guys anymore. I'm a malach. Zog the Torah. Vayosha Avraham and Orov. Ve'akum ve'elchu yachto. No, all the greatness Avraham achieved didn't affect him in any way. Adarabi, he felt an honor of, he felt exactly like them. Didn't take it to heart what a great guy I am. He felt like a humble, regular person. Like the Norim, we didn't do anything special. It was exactly the same. V'eilchu shneim yachtov. So this is a tremendous thing. If a person gets haslocha in Chochma, in Torah, in Yira, in Bonim, in Oisha, wherever it is, shouldn't affect the way he feels and the way he rates other people. He should still be down to earth and offer ve'efer and be mechabed people and be good to people. Don't feel that you are in a different league than they are. Avraham Avinu in Perek Chof Aleph Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vayita Eishel Beber Shova, Vayikra Shom B'Shem Hashem Keil Olam. This was the first Kiruv campus where Avraham Avinu provides food, has a paradis that the people come, the doors are open, and people get free food, and they thank him, and Avraham says, don't thank me, thank Hashem. And that's how Vayikra Shom B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam, it caused people to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Rashi explains over there. Okay, how many doors did Avraham's tent have? What? Four. How do you know? Because when your son comes home from Gan, see, he has a four door tent. Is that true? Is it true that you have four doors? Yes, it is true. As it says in the Psikta, he had four doors. Now, why did he have four doors? What's the reason he had four doors? What? Yes, he has one door to come into that door, and he welcomes them there. What do you need four doors for? Arab Pesach. Why four doors? Oh, I did say that, but I looked into it a bit more. Stalmaisa, there are three reasons given. In the Psikta, the Psikta is to be found in Psikta Zutrasa in Parashas Vayera, Perek Yud Ches, or his base. The reason why there are four doors, so Avraham could go out and reach and bring them in and welcome them. If you have only one door, you're only seeing one way, one side. The travelers on the other side, who you're missing. So he had four doors to see where they are, and then you run out and welcome them and invite them in. That's what the four doors. Four doors for Avraham to see the travelers. That's what the Psikta says. The mission in Ovis, in Perak Aleph, Mishnah Hey, it says, Yehei Beischa Pasuach L'Ravacha. The doors of your house should be open. Says the Baal Tanura. It says like Beis Avraham Avinu, right, that was open on four sides. Why? So the Orchim won't have to walk around the house. If there's one door, they can have to walk around, look for the door, look for the entrance. That's had four doors, so to help the Orchim come in easier. That's what the Baal Tanura says. And the third chat that we mentioned last week, from Avraham Farbstein, is more of a symbolic idea. The four doors were to say that Avraham, you had to relate people from the four Arab campus, or it's coming from different cultures, different places, different dinos, then you had to rate them all and speak to everyone in their terms, explain to them about the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and make them come and accept, leave Avodah Zarah, accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Perek of Aleph, Pasuk Yudalet, the story when Avraham sends Yishmael away. Vayashkeim Avraham Aboiker, Vayikach Lechem V'chem Asmaim Vayiten El Hagar. He now throws Hagar and her son Yishmael out the house, and all he gives them for the way is water and bread. Ask Rashi, why couldn't he provide them with kesef and zav? They're leaving, so give them some provisions for the future, some gold and silver. Says Rashi, the reason is the fishe asoinoi al sheyotzer atarbus rav. Avraham hated Yishmael. He was mad at Yishmael. He hated him. Get out of here. Take water and bread and out. Don't see you again. He hated Yishmael. He had gold and silver to give them. Didn't want to give it to them. Out. But when he recognized, he wasn't aware of the situation. Once he recognized what had happened and where Yishmael was holding, he hated it. The question is, in the beginning of the Akedah, in Perikhov base, Pasuk base, Vayomer, Hashem says to Avram, Kachno es bincha es yechidcha asher ahavto es Yitzchak. Why do you need so many terms? Says Rashi. He said it's bincha. Take your son. Said Avram to Hashem, I have two sons. Hashem said, "Es yechidcha, your only son." Says Avram, each son is the yachid le'imai. Yishmael is the only son from Hagar, and Yitzchak is the only son from Sarah. Says Hakadosh Baruch Hu, "Asher ahavta, b'seder, take the son that you love." Omalei shneim ani ohev, I love them both. Omalei es Yitzchak. You just told me that the parasha before Avram hates Yitzchak, hates Yishmael, and now all of a sudden it's an equal love to Yitzchak. As Bincha Shahavta, he said, I don't know who you're referring to because I love them both. 20 years later. How do you know? What do you mean? After that, Katie threw Yishmael. The way it's in the Psukim is before. This is the parasha before. That was it. Here, Yishmael was. The truth. It's late on in life. We don't know the truth now. She was around. So, what's Pshat? So, what? You're asking good. Are you suggesting maybe the story of Hagar was before? How was Ishmael now? That's probably this is after. Do you think maybe things changed? Maybe. Okay. So this question I saw in the Tiferet Shimshon. Shimshon Pinchas said he has this question for many years. What is the stira? Does he hate Yishmael? Or does he love Yishmael? And he answers based on his side of Abisol Salanta. The Abisol Salanta in refineness in O Yisrael Ikeres Vav, people learn Musa and they feel it doesn't affect them. What's the point of learning Musa? I get excited, but mostly you forget it. You know, you close the sefer and you're back to the same guy as you were. What's to be achieved by learning Musa? Says Rabbi Yisrael, there are two types of feelings that people have. He calls them the koichos habihirim, the apparent koichos, the feelings you feel, you're aware of. And as the koichos hakeim, these are the hidden koichos people have, hidden feelings, the subconscious. There's the conscience feelings and there's the subconscious feelings. People are affected by them both. What's more powerful, the conscious feelings or the subconscious feelings? Says that we saw the subconscious. What's the raya? This brings in a different sefer. You could have a Rebbe who has a Talmud. The Talmud listens to all the shiurim, takes notes, asks questions, devoted Talmud. The Rebbe has such nachas from this Talmud. He spends all his day helping the Talmud grow. He loves the Talmud so much. The Rebbe's own son is a baklan. He's a bum, hangs around, does nothing, wastes his time, gets his father mad. The father is really angry with him day and night and disappointed. He even hates him. He can't stand to look at his son. He's so upset. Versus the Talmud, he loves. What nachas? Look at this Talmud. Look at him. He has all my Torah. He follows me, listens to me. I love him so much. That's on the conscious level. Zot HaBisrael. But if Chas V'Shalom, a fire breaks out in a dormitory, and the Talmud, the beloved Talmud, and his hated son are both in the room, and the Rosh Hashiva can break in, he has enough time to save one of them. Who is he going to save? He's going to save his hated son and ignore his beloved Talmud. What's the reason? Says Abisor. Because on the conscious level, he loves the Talmud more than his disappointing son. But subconsciously, in the Koichis Hakeim, the Ava for his son is there. And it's much stronger than the Ava he has to that Talmud. And that's why you see it's more powerful. Therefore, the Pinkus wants to connect this to here as well. It's true that consciously Avram hated Yishmael. But now, when Hashem's getting a ruah from Kosh Boko speaking to him, all the emes comes out. The subconscious comes out, because that is premius of the premius of what he really feels. Says Avram, I love them both. Because on the subconscious level, the koiches that came, the hidden koiches, he does love Yishmael. But the message that Rabbi Sol uses this is that even though we don't recognize, we feel that learning Musa doesn't help us, but subconsciously it does. The koiches that came, the fact is that. That's why a person will keep at it, it will help him overcome his Yetzirah with time. Because he's building up the koiches that came, they build up, they're there, and they'll help him overcome his Yetzirah. Ad Kan was the first shir, and the second shir we're going to speak about in 5 minutes is about Hachnosas Orchim. Can you go home and invite 20 schnorrers from the street? Can you impose on your wife? Can she object? Can she protest? They say, no, it's my mitzvah. And does she have to cook for them? Does she have to wash for them? What is the halachic status? What is involved in mitzvahs and Hachnosas Orchim? What's called Areach? Inviting the members, friends in shul? What is entailed? That will be the next year, B'zad Hashem, in 5 minutes' time. Shkoyach, good Shabbos.